A surprising new therapy is being employed by hospitals, schools and prisons, and in many other organisations, to help people improve their well-being. It's called drama therapy. Ree Chakraborty has enjoyed a long career in the film industry, and now she is studying for her qualification in drama therapy. She tells me what this therapy is all about and why she would like to transfer her new skills across to film. Today I'm with Ree Chakraborty, who has just joined the team of Chatterround as an interviewer. Ree has had a long career in film, taking on a wide variety of different roles. But now she's studying to get a different sort of qualification called drama therapy. We really want to hear about your career in film. It sounds so exciting, so we'd like to know something about that. But we'd also be interested to know all about drama therapy. It's not something I'd heard of before.
So this is my 22nd year in film and TV. I have to count the grey hairs each time I know that I've been in the industry another year. It started with me being a runner. So I started right at the bottom of the industry. It was a really good way of seeing how all the different roles played a part in making a film and in television programmes. So I started reading the news for a variety of radio stations and fell into film, as you do. And it was from there that I realised that there was so much excitement. It was a long haul in terms of a job. So each production would take up to 2 years. But within each of those roles in film and that 2 year timescale, you get something that you're very proud of, with a team of hundreds at times of people who are all working towards this big picture. My main goal and my main passion has been documentaries. So filming real people, observing their journeys and observing how they are in their world.
It sounds very exciting. Can you tell me what made you think of going to find out more about drama therapy? And just tell me what it's all about.
So drama therapy is a psychological creative arts therapy. And it takes into account dramatic distancing through storytelling, so fairy tales and myths, and filmmaking, where you're making a journey and watching the film at the end, and that's your story. And lots of role-playing and maybe using puppetry and masks as a way of telling a story. And through the story comes the therapy. So at the end of the story, there's a very healing, cathartic transformation for the person going through drama therapy. And the drama therapy itself is just a safe way of containing the client or the patient and the therapist as well. It's a talking therapy, but using creative methods. In therapy, especially with mental health issues or maybe autism or maybe even dementia, a lot of people find it very difficult to talk about what they're feeling. So drama therapy uses lots of non-verbal techniques. And we're finding that if you distance yourself from what you're feeling inside through this medium of storytelling, your story comes out and the feelings come out and you become more aware of what you're feeling inside. And it's a bit like watching a film. You can watch a film and feel elated by something, or you could feel very sad by watching that film. But it will bring something out inside of you that you may not have noticed before. And that's where drama therapy can come through and help.
And so is it always a positive experience?
It's a growing experience. The positives are, over a series of weeks or months, you can see little breakthroughs in the way that we act or we respond to situations. Because we also, as a trainee drama therapist, I'm also going through very intense dramatic projections and going through the whole drama therapy myself, because we have to know what it's like for our clients. But there are breakthroughs, and over a period of time, you will start to feel different, or you will start to respond in different ways. It may not take a day or a week, it may take a year. But through those distancing techniques, there are lots of evidence-based situations that are coming through to say that it does work.
So if you had somebody coming in for drama therapy, how would it work? What would the first step be?
Well, we have a range of techniques where we're always using a safe place. So we always use safe spaces. We go into a room that we go into all the time for consistency, and we check in with whoever is in front of us and we find out how they're feeling. In some situations, they may not be able to express their feelings through words, for instance. They might be autistic, dementia. People find it very difficult to express themselves. So the check-in may be showing a postcard and the person picking up a postcard, then talking about the feelings from that. Then we go into an activity where there may be a script of something that we can read together, or a play that can be performed, or some role-playing where the person, the client or the patient, can then embody or go into a journey and start to perform whatever they're feeling inside. And that's very expressive for emotions as well. And it's really important we have what we call a D-roll at the end of drama therapy, when the session is just about to come to an end, because the client or the patient has to know that the drama therapy space has now ended and they're back in the room and they're back to who they were before. So they're leaving that space behind, but then they come back to that if they'd like to the following week. It's really fascinating, actually, and it's very empowering for the person who's going through the drama therapy to be able to express what they've just gone through. It can feel very joyous, or it can feel very sad, because they may have been taken on a journey that has triggered something very deep inside of them. We work a lot with the unconscious, and with the unconscious comes a lot of triggers that have happened very early on. So by talking through, and by the client or the patient being able to understand that it's okay to feel the way that they feel, they can express themselves more and enhance their learning experience for the next time.
Who commissions the work?
Drama therapy is still very young in its formation. It started in 1977, and it has now been taken up by many organisations. So the NHS is one of the main ones that use it. And I've been in hospitals with forensic patients. It works very well in special settings. But also schools love the idea of using drama as a way of children and students being able to express their inner emotions. It could be prisons as well. A lot of prisons are using drama therapy because of its creativity for the prisoners to feel that they can also tell their story. And dementia homes are finding lots of ways of using drama therapy, because obviously with dementia you forget who you are and you've lost your identity, and it comes back in dribs and drabs. So drama therapy there again has been very useful for being a keepsake of memories, and it's bringing out the memories which are very deep inside, which can be very healing for those who are going through any form of dementia or Parkinson's or something where it's neurological. So neurological areas are very big with drama therapy.
How do you know when you've come to the end of the therapy?
We never know, and I think that's what I'm learning, because I'm also going through the 2 years of training as well. But we'll see breakthroughs. For instance, last year I was at a special forensic hospital. One of my patients had type 2 diabetes and had put on so much weight, and the staff said that he needed to lose this weight and feel confident in himself. And over a process of weeks, I think he lost 2 stone. But by seeing his confidence evolve and by seeing the way that he came into the room, he suddenly became happier in himself. And we felt, as a team, we felt it was time for the therapy to come to an end. So there isn't a time scale, but we try and say, let's give it at least a year to see the process evolve.
And how could that link up with filming?
Well, this is something that I am looking into specialising in, which is a form of cinema therapy. Cinema is a huge aspect of drama. And that distancing of watching a film in a dark room, in a space, your own contained space, but really learning from what you see on screen, or being able to understand what the characters are going through as well, is a great way of not pushing yourself to be involved. You don't have to act, but you're watching something and then being able to understand what the characters are going through. So this is where film comes into it. By watching a character, we can relate to them or not. We can find what we like or dislike about them and talk about it. But also by making the film, the process of making a film from start to finish is so cathartic, because you're starting off with just some images and you're ending with a moving journey. And that's something which I'm hoping can bridge filmmaking and drama therapy together.
Do you know other people who are doing that sort of study?
Not yet, no. So I think there might be a few people just starting the idea. The cinema therapy itself was coming from America, but it's something I would very much like to specialise in. I think with 20 odd years film experience, it would be lovely to transfer those skills across.
Speaking to me about drama therapy and its benefits was Ree Chakraborty,